With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Montana's health department distributed between $84 million and $163 million in Medicaid and Child Health Insurance Program benefits to people ineligible for those programs, according to an audit presented to lawmakers today. State officials emphatically reject several of the audit's key findings. The report found there could be a corresponding hole in the state budget if the federal government tries to reclaim those payments, which came during a two-fiscal-year span ending June 2019. Alexa Odell with the Legislative Audit Division told an interim legislative committee that a federal report from January reinforces that possibility.
It does indicate that because of the increasing improper payment rates nationwide, that there may be a renewed focus on collecting those improper payments.
Most of the audit's flag costs came from the state Medicaid program. The state health department is taking issue with the legislative audit division's methods for calculating Medicaid eligibility. Auditors used income tax data and assert they needed that information to verify case files and form meaningful conclusions. Meanwhile, State Department of Public Health and Human Services staff say auditors refused supporting evidence provided by the department. Out of 63 sample cases, auditors found about $216,000 in benefit payments to 26 ineligible Medicaid recipients due to income, household size, and other factors. Analyzing the same sample, the health department only found about $13,000 in benefits to 5 ineligible recipients. When other data was inadequate, Deputy Legislative Auditor Cindy Jorgensen said her staff divided annual tax records by 12 to determine whether monthly income supported Medicaid eligibility. However, Health Department Director Sheila Hogan said those calculations ignore dynamic financial circumstances that many Medicaid members face.
Think of people affected by the current pandemic. By no fault of their own, where would they be if the department only used stale income tax data used by the audit team to determine if they were eligible for health coverage.
Erica Johnston with the health department said they used 27 data points to determine Medicaid eligibility during the audit timeframe, but weren't legally permitted to use state income tax data. State Budget Director Tom Livers said the auditor's use of different records makes their subsequent report, quote, essentially useless, and that he could only think of one explanation to justify their choices.
The only one I can come up with to explain this process is that the division approached the audit with a predetermined conclusion that there's rampant ineligibility among Medicaid participants. And then they set out to prove the theory.
Livers said the chances of the federal government collecting ineligible Medicaid payments is, quote, remote at best. Kevin Trevelin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.